everyone, welcome to the newest episode of the DCP Internship Podcast. I'm Michaela, you know me. I'm applying for the DCP, and guess what? Your girl got in. She's in. She's moving on. She's moving to Anaheim. Life is good. Life is so good right now. I'm going to tell you all about how the phone interview went and my acceptance and what I'm going to do next. Pretty much it's just waiting. Waiting is what I'm going to do next, but you're going to hear all about it. It's been a while since I've done a podcast, and I have good reasons. I did my interview, what day was it? The 23rd, I think, of August, and I did it the morning before my last day of work. And so I did the interview, I went to work, and then right after I went to work, I drove 2 hours home to my parents, hang out with them, and then I went camping, and then I went back home with my parents. So I haven't been in my apartment. I've kind of been, you could call it a vacation, but I'm just at my parents' house where I grew up, so it's not like a real vacation. So I haven't really had a lot of alone time to do this. My parents don't know about the podcast because if they did, they would listen to it and then they would broadcast it on their Facebook, and I'm really not into that, so they don't know about it. So I couldn't do it while they were around and when they could possibly hear me, so I had to wait until they got out. But they did, so here I am and I'm talking. So yeah, it's been a while, but I got accepted, but it was like last week, so I have so much to tell you. So the interview was Friday, August 23rd, and I planned it for 6:15 a.m. my time, which was 9:15 a.m. Florida time, and I talked about why in my last podcast. So yep, I was up. I got up at 5. I think I got up at 5, because they say to be ready 15 minutes before your interview, because they can call 15 minutes before or 15 minutes after. It was at 6:15, so I wanted to be ready at 6. So I got up at 5, got ready, and then at 6 a.m., I sat in my chair in front of my pretty little notes that I made, because honestly, I didn't really need notes, and I didn't use them almost at all during the interview, but it was kind of a calming effect. Like, oh, I have this postcard, so no matter what, you know, I have something to hold on to if I, you know, crap out and fail. So I kind of doodled on that because they didn't call until 6:22. And so I waited for 17 minutes just in my room at 6 in the morning. So stressed. It was so stressful. I was listening to Disney music though. Always a calmer. But yeah, it was really stressful. I was terrified that I might have written down the wrong phone number or that I had typed it wrong and they would call somebody that wasn't me. You know, those paranoid feelings you always get when something really important is supposed to happen. But they called, and my interviewer apologized for the late call, and I was like, it's totally fine, even though I had been so stressed the entire time, but you don't tell them that. So my interviewer, her name was Lynn. She was super nice. I'm super glad I got her. And my interview was only about 21 minutes long because she was already running behind. I think their first interviews start at 8:45 in the morning for them. So I think she'd only had one prior and she must have talked to whoever it was for way too long because she called me late. And so I only got a 21-minute phone interview. I would have liked a longer one. I would have liked to talk more about stuff, but everything ended well. So no matter for that, it was fine being 20 minutes long. A lot of it was read from a script, which she even said as she was going. She was like, I'm sorry, I have to read through this. And it obviously sounded scripted. And a lot of it was just at the beginning, a lot of information that you kind of need to know about if you're accepted fees, when they tell you about it. And then they go through the Disney look, which is the first thing they go through during every interview. And that's really easy for me because I only have the one traditional ear piercing in my lobe. So when she asked about it, I was like, yeah, I don't have any tattoos and I only have the one traditional ear piercing. And she was like, oh, you're making my job so easy. And I was like, that's the plan. I really want to make this easy for you because I want in. And so, yeah, pretty much the first thing we went through was that Disney look stuff. And that was super fast. And then she talked about my work experience. She obviously had it in front of her. She was reading my experience with the daycare and my experience with the moving company as a secretary. And then she talked about, I put my pet sitting experience because I use an app called Rover and I have clients around my area who I pet sit for. And she said that she actually used Rover for her dogs. And that was a nice connection to make. I was really excited that there was something we had in common. You never meet these people. I don't know what she looks like, and she gets to decide your entire future, so that was cool. I was like, yes, I do that. Like me. So she talked about my work experience, and she seemed, I don't want to be cocky, but it sounded impressed that I had worked at a moving company, and then I have 2 solid years at the daycare, and so I would think I have a pretty good amount of work experience for a college student, especially compared to people who might be freshmen or sophomores in college. So she seemed really impressed by the amount I had worked and about the experience that I'd actually written. And a lot of the questions that I were asked weren't like situational questions, like what would you do if this happened or how would you react in this scenario. I wasn't asked any of those questions, which I know a lot of people are, and I was prepared for, but I wasn't asked any of those. Most of the questions were, would I be comfortable with working in different scenarios or conditions? So she talked about my 2 highest role interests, which was attractions and custodial. And so for attractions, she asked, would you be comfortable working from heights and working in maybe a fast-paced, a little bit stressful environment, very safety conscious? Would you be comfortable doing that? And I, of course, expressed that I was and told her about the experience I've had with safety in my daycare job and that I'm super comfortable with heights and stuff like that. And then she asked for custodial. She saw that I have custodial experience at my daycare job, and she was like, so you look like you're comfortable cleaning up lots of different types of things, and are you comfortable lifting heavy things and being up and down all the time? And I told her, of course, yes. And I talked about my experiences with that, but it wasn't ever like her asking if I would be successful in positions, like would I do the right thing if a guest did this to me or something like that. It was all, you sound great. Would you be comfortable doing this and this and this and this? And of course I was, yes, I am comfortable doing all that. Yes, because I am. And I put interest in those roles for a reason. But I was just really surprised that I didn't get situational questions. And I don't want to say it's because maybe I just looked really good to them and they were just making sure that I was a sane person and not a crazy lady, talking to me in over the phone. But I don't know. Maybe Lynn doesn't ask situational questions. I don't know. All I know is that I wasn't asked any. But that also may have been because she was running late. I don't know. I'm just telling you how it is. That's what happened, okay? The one question that I had a lot of free range with, she asked about a past experience at any of my jobs where I dealt with a difficult guest or difficult customer or a difficult coworker and how I dealt with that. And I decided to talk about a preschooler that I had recently who was going through a really tough time and was acting out a lot in class, and how I was able to kind of highlight him as a good person. It was his birthday, and whenever they have a birthday, they get a birthday crown and they get to talk about their birthday and the presents they got in front of the whole class. And I really saw a difference in his behavior after doing that. I think he often feels overlooked, and having that opportunity to be the one person that everyone's paying attention to was really, really cool for him. And so I talked about that experience and how I was able to give him some special attention that helped him feel more comfortable in class. So that's how I answered that question. I wasn't really happy with it. I don't think it was really what she was looking for, because she asked about a difficult guest, but I haven't really had any jobs where I've had customers or guests, because as a secretary, I worked with paperwork. I didn't really see anybody, and in the classroom, we work with kids, but they're not like customers or guests, and the parents aren't really an issue. I don't know. And Rover, I've had no problems with any of the people, so that was really the only thing I had to say. Obviously, it worked because I got accepted, but that's what I did for that. Another great thing I loved about the interview, when you apply, and I think I've told you this in the last episode, you get to decide if you're applying for both, whether you're leaning Disneyland or Disney World. And so I clicked Disneyland because since I'm in Washington, I want to stay on the West Coast. And one of my biggest goals from the interview was to tell my interviewer, whoever it was, that I wanted to go to Disneyland, not Disney World, that I really wanted to go to Anaheim. But Lynn, my interviewer, was already thinking Disneyland for me. Like, she up front said at one point, you know, I'm definitely looking at you for Disneyland because I see that you're on the West Coast. And so, boom, I didn't need to beg for that. I didn't need to tell them why I wanted to go to California as opposed to Florida. You know, family down there, get to drive, blah, 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 blah. I didn't have to do that. She knew. This lady just knew, you know, God thing. She knew. And it was so easy to be like, yes, we're focusing on Disneyland. That's what I want. We didn't talk about any Walt Disney World roles that I put interest in. She said that she was really happy that I put so much interest in a lot of Disneyland roles, because I did. But then she said it was also great, and she thanked me for putting interest in Walt Disney World, because the more interest you have, the easier it is for them to place you somewhere. But she obviously was thinking about me for Disneyland, and I was so happy about that. And so that made it really easy too. It doesn't feel like an interview. It feels like a conversation. Like a conversation about one of your favorite things. Like, if you're applying for the Disney College Program, that's what you care about. Like, you could do internships anywhere. So doing it at Disney, like, you've got to freaking love Disney. So it was just, and it was so comfortable. She was so nice and so kind. And after every answer, she was like, thank you so much for sharing that with me. That's awesome. And I know a lot of people get recruiters who, after you get done, you know, pouring your heart out over something, they just say, okay, or all right, we're going to move on. And that, I'm just so glad that I got someone who was so kind and seemed to really listen to what I was saying. Let's see. The one thing I wanted to ask, and I did at the end, was I wanted to give at least some type of leaning to where I wanted to work, a location. And I know they can't really place you places, but like, I had to do it, you know, like say I get placed in Toontown, which I really wouldn't want to get placed in Toontown. And then I'd be like, well, what if I had requested somewhere else? And then I wouldn't be in Toontown. You know, you have to give it your best effort, because it's 7 months of my life and I want to work somewhere that I want to work. So at the very end, I told her I just wanted to mention that I would really love to work in New Orleans Square, because that's my favorite part of Disneyland. And she was like, okay, yeah, I'll write it down for you, no problem. So that was super easy too. After I got accepted and I realized that I was actually going, I kind of regret not saying I wanted to work in Galaxy's Edge, because I've never been to Galaxy's Edge. I haven't been there since it's opened. But I've watched a lot of videos on it, and all the cast costumes look so cool. And I think that land is obviously so much more immersive than the rest of them, because you're like, you're actually in on another planet. I don't know. I would really love to work in a place like that, but I'll get to that later. I think it will be a possibility. They could always place me there, but I didn't say in my interview that I wanted to be placed there. So this interview happened on a Friday morning, and I got accepted that Wednesday. So Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So 5 days after my phone interview, I got accepted. And that's, what day was that? I don't know. Count. 23rd. 28th, I think. Yeah, 28th. And that was the first test wave. So I got accepted the first day that acceptances came out, which, I mean, that's amazing. That's so cool that I got through so quickly. Like, honestly, that process could not have gone better for me. And I know I said that in an earlier one, but, like, I got the WBI 30 minutes after, did it, scheduled my phone interview for that Friday. Like, I applied and was in a week and a half later. It's just mind-boggling. So, yeah, the day I got accepted, I was coming back from a camping trip with my friends. So all of Monday and all of Tuesday, I had absolutely zero phone service, which was actually really nice to take a break from the stress of looking and looking at the Facebook groups and just hoping that that email would come. So Monday, Tuesday, I had no phone service, and we came back on Wednesday. And so it was like, 11:45 in the morning when I was able to get phone service again because we were so far out in the freaking woods. And so I was in the car with my boyfriend and our other friend who was driving. And I finally got service, and so I turned it all on, and I mean, a whole bunch of stuff started coming through because, I mean, you leave your phone without service for a couple of days and you get lots of notifications. And the first thing I saw was a text message, because when you apply, they ask if you want to be, you know, if you want text message updates. And I was like, sure, of course. So the text message said, exciting update, you know, check out your email. And it was from the Disney, you know, Disney number. And like, my heart stopped. And like, we're in the car, kind of still in the middle of nowhere, but I have service. And I just started saying, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And my boyfriend is like, what is wrong with you? But they're, obviously he's well aware. And my friend is also well aware of what I'm doing and what I'm applying for. So when I said it was Disney, they knew exactly what it was. So then I opened my email, and when it loaded, all I saw was, it said, they all say do not reply. So it said do not reply, and then it said congrats, and then it stopped because it wasn't all loaded and it was on my phone. And I just started crying, sobbing. Like, I could not even speak. It was like one of the best moments. I've only cried a couple of times out of happiness. One of those was when I went on the Matterhorn for the first time in 3 years. I cried all the way down. I also cried one Christmas when the last present I opened was a Nintendo 64, because I'd wanted one for a long time. And then I just cried. I cried in the car. And it was the best. And I, at that point, I just saw the congrats. I didn't know if it was Disney World or Disneyland. And at that point, I didn't really care. Okay. I just wanted in. And then I was in. And it was the best feeling in the world. So that email actually came in at 10:45, and I didn't get it until an hour later because I didn't have any service. So then I opened it up and I saw it was Disneyland, and then it was even better. It was even better, crying. And, you know, my boyfriend and our friend were just laughing at me. And they were also super, you know, they're super happy for me. But I was just cried for like 20 minutes. How pathetic is that? Okay. So then I had the hardest freaking time figuring out what role I was, because in that email, it doesn't say, and you have to click a link. And I couldn't read very well because I was crying, and so there's water in my eyes, and I couldn't find what role I was. And I actually had my boyfriend, I was like, can you figure out what role I am? Because I cannot see anything. And I, so he took it and he looked through the whole email and he couldn't find it. And when I had regained my composure, I found a link to, I don't know, it's like another letter thing, and it tells you more into detail. And then I got in there and I found out that I am custodial, which I am so, like, my top two were attractions and custodial, and she gave me custodial. Thank you, Lynn. Praise the Lord to my friend, Recruiter Lynn, because that's what I wanted. I wanted custodial so bad, because I'm going to get to, like, roam around whatever park/land I'm working in, and I don't have any direct supervisors, and I get to do my own thing, and I get to interact with guests, and I get to help them. I probably get to take pictures for them if they see me walking by and they're like, hey, can you take a picture of us? Yes, I'll take a picture of you. And I get to buy kids' ice cream cones if they fall on the floor. I get to pin trade, and it's a universal role, so I can trade shifts. It's like, oh, like, that is what I wanted. And I, it's like a dream come true. A dream freaking come true. Like, there's no other way to describe it. So yeah, I paid my dues. I didn't pay until the night I got back, because I got back from camping and then I had to drive 2.5 hours to get to my parents' house. And then I paid my dues and accepted everything, and I got dates, and it's official. I have a place in Carnegie Plaza, the apartment complex where they all live. The Disneyland Resort participants. And that just, there are only 260 spots in that apartment complex. And to think that I was one of the first ones to get one is just, like, how do you even comprehend that? I am so freaking excited. So for Disneyland, There only ended up being one set of dates. You go from January 12th to August 1st, and there's no other choice. And I had thought that this might be the case because when I applied, there was only January to August. And I really wanted to go January to May, one, because long distance from my boyfriend is going to be really hard, and two, I graduate in June. So I don't think I'm going to get time off. I don't really care about graduating that much. I think my family cares about it more, but I think I'm just going to skip graduation because I'm going to be in Anaheim and I don't really want to take time off to do something I don't super want to do. I would much rather take limited time off for something else. So yeah, I'm going January 12th. That's my day. And the housing, it's called Carnegie Plaza. It's a really, really nice apartment complex, and it's only 2 miles from Disneyland, and I'm going to drive, so I'm going to have my car. One of the best things about Carnegie, after getting accepted, I did watch some apartment tours. I didn't look at all before because I didn't want to get my hopes up, but they are super nice apartments with, like, stainless steel appliances, a dishwasher, and a washer-dryer. Like, a washer dryer, woo! Nobody can hear me, but like, if you have ever lived in a place where you have to go somewhere to do your laundry and pay with quarters, you know what it means to have a washer dryer, okay? That's amazing. And I think the apartments go from 2 people per up to 5, and they're 2 bedrooms. So in the 5 people ones, there's a bedroom with 2 people and a bedroom with 3 people, and I think there's a bunk bed, but I don't get to really choose which time I check in. They give you a check-in date about a week before you go. So I'm just going to hope that I'm one of the first of my roommates to get there so I can pick the room with less people in it. We'll see. I don't really mind a bunk bed. People hate bunk beds and, like, will not sleep on the top bunk. But it doesn't really matter. I like it. I think it's fun. Come on. You're at Disneyland, you're working there, and you're sleeping in a top bunk. Do it. It'll be fine. So yeah, I've been accepted for a week now. Has it been a week? Today's Thursday. It's been a little bit over a week. And I'm currently trying to look for roommates. There's a Facebook page for Disneyland people who are already accepted. And so I joined that group. It's really hard. When I first went to college, I decided to pay extra for a singles dorm, so I had a dorm room all to myself, and I've always kind of been really picky with that. I do have a roommate now, but we each have our own bedroom, and we were already really close friends when we decided to room together, and it's really weird trying to find people on the internet to live with for an extended period of time. It's just kind of weird. I haven't decided if I'm going to link with somebody or if I'm going to just go in and just have God pick them for me. Just pray that I get put with people who aren't crazy. I don't know. I feel like it would be a lot worse to link with someone and then find out they're crazy when you move down there, as opposed to just getting someone crazy at random. Because I feel like if you link with someone and then they don't turn out to be the person you thought they were, then it would be totally on you for making that mistake. I don't know. It's just really hard, and I don't like living with other people, but, we'll make it work. The only thing I've never done is shared a room with anybody, and that's going to be really odd. I really like listening to podcasts or music before I go to bed, and I'm going to have to use earbuds to do that because there's going to be somebody else in there. I don't know. It'll be fine. I'll figure it out. It is worth it. Like, totally worth it. I'll do whatever it takes. The housing fees there, I think it's, don't quote me on this, it's either $140 a week or $160 a week, I can't remember. But I know it's $640 a month, which I don't think is that bad. I mean, you do have 5 other roommates, so Disney is, like, getting a lot of money out of you all. But $640 a month for Anaheim, 2 miles from Disneyland, that's not bad. And we get paid $15 an hour because it's in California, so 10 hours a week of work is going to go to rent, but then the rest of it is going to go to whatever you want it to go to. And I'm really excited about that. Another reason why I'm really excited about getting Disneyland as opposed to Walt Disney World is they don't really overwork you like they do in Disney World. Most of the time people stay at 40 hours a week or under as opposed to the super, super crazy shifts that people get at Walt Disney World, especially during the holiday season. Prayers for all the fall 2019 people who are working 55-hour weeks. I don't think I could do that. Like, even if it's at Disney, that's just too much. Like, I'm not one of those people who live to work. I'm one of those people who work to live. Like, I go to work so I can have money to do other stuff. I don't, you know, get up in the morning and say, yes, I get to go to work. I get up in the morning and say, okay, I go to work. But then after that, I get to do something else. I'm just one of those people. So I've already paid my fees. And I learned while paying my fees. And if you listen to my past podcast, you know that the fees to Disneyland are a lot higher than the fees to Disney World. It's like $900 as opposed to like $300 that you have to pay. But that's because most of that extra, like, I think it's $640 of it, is for rent. They get, like, your first, either your first 2 weeks and your last 2 weeks of rent, or your first three and your last one, something like that. But in the fees that I paid a week ago, most of it is going to rent, which is totally fine, because that means that the first couple weeks you're there, before you get a paycheck, your housing is already paid for, which is honestly really nice. And I would have had the money either way had they taken it now or taken it later, so it really doesn't matter to me. And it's nice to know that I go there and the first couple weeks are paid, and I don't have to stress about having extra money before I get a paycheck to pay those weeks. Let's see, what else? Oh, I'm driving down to California. Another reason why I really wanted Disneyland is because I have a beautiful Mini Cooper, and I just paid like $4,000 in vehicle maintenance because, okay, here's the thing, guys. Don't buy a Mini Cooper if it's before the year, I think like 2014, because the newer ones have BMW engines, which are great, but the older ones don't. They have something else, and that is crap. And they also... I have a 2010, and apparently that was in a lawsuit for having defective timing chains, whatever that is. Anyway, I had to replace my timing chain, and it was $2,000, along with lots of other crap I had to do. So my car had some major boo-boos, but we fixed it. So I'm taking my car, which is great, because I'm not just interested in going to Disneyland. I have recently bought, I think it was 2 or 3 days ago, a season pass to Six Flags Magic Mountain, which is about an hour, I'm going to say north. I think it's an hour north of Disneyland. And this is one of my favorite Six Flags parks. I've been to a couple of them, but Magic Mountain just has a ton of super great roller coasters. And I love Disney for their theming and their attractions. And I mean, the Haunted Mansion is one of my favorites, and you know that's not a thrill ride. Like, come on. But I'm also a super giant roller coaster fan, and I'm super excited to go to Six Flags on my days off. So I already have a pass for that, and I'm also looking into passes for Universal. I know they're more expensive, and I don't want to break the bank. Hopefully I can find them at a really good steal price. But I love Universal too. Definitely not as much as the Orlando one. Universal Studios Orlando is much better than Universal Studios Hollywood, but I haven't seen any of the Harry Potter stuff, and I love Harry Potter, and the new Jurassic World ride that they renovated from the Jurassic Park ride, I definitely want to see that. So if I don't get a pass, I'm for sure going to buy a couple days, you know, while I'm down there over the 7 months to go and enjoy that park, because I don't want to... I think in Disney World, people get put in such a Disney bubble when they go in their programs, because, like, you know, Disney owns all of the property that you're living on, and so you don't really see the outside world, which I think, and at some point, that's great. I love that, Disney bubble. But if I'm going to be down in Southern California for 7 months, and I don't want to broaden my horizons a little bit, you know, I feel like that'd be a waste of an experience for me, because obviously I'm going to go to Disneyland every day, probably, depending on how long my shifts are. I definitely see myself keeping my costume in my locker, because I think you get a locker for custodial. Keeping my costume there and just either going to the parks before or after my shift, I'm probably going to do that. But on my days off, you can do other stuff too, you know? So I'm definitely looking at hitting up Universal. Definitely going to hit up Six Flags Magic Mountain because I already paid for the annual pass. And now I have to get through one last quarter of school. Like, there are 4 months between me and this Disney adventure and 12 credits of class and 20 hours of work a week. And they're going to be probably the 10 longest weeks of my entire life. 10 plus. I don't know how long actually it is. But I just want to go. I just want to go so bad. And I'm ready. And I'm prepared. And we're having a garage sale this weekend. Because once I realized that I got accepted, I knew that I had to get rid of a ton of crap. Because I don't want to carry down garbage that I don't need to California. And also, after I get back, it's going to be hopefully a new phase in my life. College will be over. Adulthood will start. And I don't need all my college stuff bearing me down. So I, yesterday, or the day before that, don't remember, I brought home so many pieces of clothes I don't need anymore, stuffed animals because I'm a child, and like just a whole bunch of crap. And I was like already ready to move out of the apartment that I currently live in because I'm ready to go. And it's going to be amazing. So yeah, that's what's happening. Guys, I got accepted. This isn't a podcast that ends after 3 or 4 episodes because once I get to Disneyland, I plan on doing weekly updates, you know, what's happening at work, what's happening in the parks, maybe some videos, pictures, I don't know, just lots of cool stuff. And I'm really excited for this podcast to be something that I can look back on in like 4 years and think, oh, I remember all those things about the Disney College Program, and that's what I was doing then. And it's like, you guys are my secret little diary that I'm going to have to listen to in the future, and I'll be able to remember all the good things that happened, and probably all the bad too. You're going to hear probably all of it, and I'm just really excited. I think in the coming weeks, I definitely don't have a lot to talk about until I get there. I think once I get there, I'll have so much to talk about, and now that I've gone through the entire application process, which is a really big part of it, these coming months are waiting until pre-registration, which is 1 or 2 or 3 weeks before you go. So I don't have a lot to talk about, but I think now I'm going to be doing a lot of in-depth research on custodial, the role, because I had done a lot of looking at it before because I really liked the idea of it. But now that I know that I'm actually going to be doing it, I'm going to look in-depth onto what it's all about and what I get to do. And hopefully too, I'll get to do the training to do the water art. And I didn't think I would get to because I was only going to want to be there for 5 months. But I think if you're there for 7, you're there long enough that they'll train you for it. That's something I need to look up because I don't really know. One other reason why I really want to work in Galaxy's Edge, one last thing before I go, is that their custodial costumes aren't white. If you know anything about custodial, you know that you wear the same exact costume no matter where you are in the parks. You wear white button-up shirt and white shorts and a black belt, and then you have all your cleaning stuff. But in Galaxy's Edge, it's not white. I haven't found a picture, I haven't looked hard enough, of what their, you know, custodial outfits are. I just know that they're not white because that would break the Batu, you know, immersive experience. So it would be so cool to do custodial and not have to wear white, because that's like the worst part, I think, about the role, is that the costume is super boring and white, and I'm a messy person, and I'm gonna get stuff all over it. So there's that. Anyway, so yeah, I think in the coming weeks, I'll talk to you more about what custodial will be like. I think that's the current plan. But other than that, I'm just waiting. We were waiting for applications to open. I was waiting for WBI. I was waiting for a phone interview. I was waiting to see if I got accepted. And now I'm waiting to go. And I'm just so sick of freaking waiting. I'm ready. I'm ready. Thank you guys so much for listening to me. It's so kind of you to care enough to listen to this rant that lasted 35 minutes. I will be back probably in the next couple of weeks. I don't know for sure. It'll be great though when I get back. I'm sure you'll listen because I know this is a top-notch audio experience. If you have any questions or concerns, I have an email, MichaelaPhillipsDCP@yahoo.com. Do it, email me. I have an Instagram, @DCPInternshipPodcast. You can comment on any of my posts or send me a DM. Anything you'd like to do, if you want to talk to me or ask questions, I'll answer them in the next episode. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you guys' day is magical. And if you're hoping to get in or trying to get in this go around, I wish you the best of luck. And if you get accepted to Disneyland, hit me up. I need friends. I don't have any friends. I need roommates. Don't have any of those yet. If you think we'd be a good match, let me know. Thanks and adios.